Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this very common misunderstanding, and that is that if a person has offered Umrah, then offering Hajj becomes mandatory upon him. This is absolutely a baseless deduction, and perhaps it has been made because people think that if a person is able to do Umrah, and since the Quran says that Hajj is imposed on a person who is in a position to do Hajj, so they think that if a person can do Umrah, he is also in a position to do Hajj. Whereas there is a world of difference between the two. Having the means to do Umrah, which is obviously a very optional worship ritual, are different from the means which are needed for Hajj. We know that Umrah is restricted to the Haram, and we can offer Umrah in a couple of hours, maybe 1 hour, 1.5 hour. Whereas the Hajj spans 5 or 6 days, and obviously since it's, we travel for Hajj, it is even longer than the actual ritual, because we have to stay there for some time. So it needs to be understood that the obligation of Hajj is imposed on a person once he has the means for Hajj. And the means for Umrah cannot be regarded to be the same as the means which a person has for Hajj, because the financial resources, the health a person needs is quite different in the matter of Umrah and Hajj, and the two cannot be they cannot be judged on with the same yardstick. So it is absolutely erroneous to believe that if a person has offered Umrah, then Hajj becomes mandatory upon him. Hajj becomes mandatory upon a person when he has the means. And these means obviously comprise financial means. These means comprise one's own health. Similarly, his own circumstances. So he has to consider all these circumstances. And if he thinks that all these circumstances are in his favor, then, it is only then Hajj becomes compulsory upon a person. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.